The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
Welcome to Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson. Today we're going to talk about buying and selling a home in the metropolitan area. The metropolitan area is in a housing crunch. Rent and property prices are increasing and many people are finding themselves priced out. The Kansas City City Council recently put a price of over $1,000 a month as affordable housing in Kansas City. Today we're going to talk about buying a home and a housing tour being held next week in Kansas City. Our guests today are Terry Jackson of Domicile One Realty and Tanisha Looney of Keys Realty Group. Good morning, Terry and Tanisha. Welcome to Cowtown Conversations.
Good morning, Mr. Jackson.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Terry, can you briefly tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm the managing broker and owner of Domicile One Realty, specializing in first-time home buyers here in the metro.
Tanisha, can you briefly tell listeners a little bit about yourself?
Definitely. My name is Tanisha Looney. I am the supervising broker and owner of Keys Realty Group, Inc., located on Linwood in Indiana. And I'm also the president of the Kansas City Homes Tour Experience, which is an urban core homes tour, which promotes home ownership in the urban core.
Terry, how did you get started in real estate, and how long have you been in the industry?
I got started in 2011. I started full-time, and I had a professional career in telecom, actually, which has served me well with the professional background that you need with into real estate. What I noticed when I started in 2011 as an agent is how underserved the first-time home buyers were, and I decided I was to start my own firm specializing in that that angle.
So, Tanisha, how did you get started in the industry, and how long have you been in the industry?
My sister did real estate in Atlanta, and she called down to Kansas City and said, hey, you should do it down here. So I've been a real estate broker since 2004, so I'm coming up on almost 15 years in real estate.
Terry, your company is called Domicile One. What is the meaning behind that?
I'm glad you asked. The idea is it's your first domicile, the first home that you're in. Our goal is to try to make sure that you have all the available programs and information that first-time home buyers really require. They're unique from other buyers, and by specializing in that, we're able to make sure they have all the advantages that they can possibly take advantage of.
And Tanisha, your company is called Keys Realty Group. You specialize in helping buyers, sellers, but you add renters to that aspect, helping them find their dream home. How important is it to help renters in this industry and market?
It's very important. What we actually try to do is get everybody prepared, just like Terry. The urban core is unique, and that's why my main focus is the urban core, helping bring resource and education to people who would otherwise not know that they, one, can afford to buy a home, two, what's necessary to be able to buy a home, and three, people who are afraid of the maintenance of homes. So we really emphasize on, from start to finish, the education, the budgeting, and walking you through the entire process. And although some people aren't ready initially, we can lease them a home and help them become ready during the process of their lease to get them ready to be able to buy a home. So
Tanisha, renters make up roughly 50% of the Kansas City metropolitan area. Why are so many people choosing to rent?
If my personal opinion, not any facts or anything behind this, but one, people are afraid of the maintenance cost of owning a home. They don't know there's things out there that can offset or lessen what they would have to spend in case of maintenance issues. Two, they just don't know about buying a home. Their parents were renters, So their renters, I mean, is their products of their environment, if no one has educated and informed them about the home buying process and that it can actually be affordable and that's a way to obtain wealth, then they're just going to go with what it is that they know and what they see their peers and parents do, which is leasing.
So both Terry and Tanisha, are you both licensed in Missouri and Kansas, or what states are you licensed in?
Yes, a broker's license in Kansas and Missouri.
And Tanisha?
I'm a broker in Missouri only.
Okay. We are in a hot housing market. The metropolitan area is home to one of the hottest zip codes in the nation, 66210, which is in Overland Park. This zip code is number 8 in the nation as far as housing. Terry, since October of 2014, we've had a double-dip decrease in housing inventory. What does that mean for buyers?
Buyers are getting squeezed now like they've never been before in our metro. It feels like, that zip code specifically that you're talking about, if a home is in good condition and priced fairly, it's not unusual that you're going to have a multiple offer. The seller can enjoy many offers on the table to look through. So for a buyer, we have to have all their ducks in a row. We have to make sure that we've got the pre-approval, that we've made sure they're very clear, like we were referencing before, on process issues so that they can make good decisions, but they can make timely decisions, because that's really critical.
Terry, we usually have 6 months with inventory in the housing market to buyers to pick from, but last year and this year we had about 6 to 8 weeks of inventory in the market. How has this affected home sales, but also sale prices of homes?
Well, it's a supply and demand, so if we don't have enough inventory for all the buyers who would like to be in there, the prices are obviously going up, way up. The appreciation is incredibly high month after month, metro-wide. For buyers, again, we have a situation where home prices are coming up. They're appraising higher, and they have got to find a way to be able to keep up. That's why one of the reasons we really want to stress some of the down payment programs available for people, so it might be able to offset some of the costs that they're going to have.
Terry, what is the average credit score required to qualify for a mortgage in this hot market?
Well, if you're doing FHA versus conventional, I'm not going to represent as a lender, but we want to see north of 640 to try to get into your FHA loan. And again, we'll have to check. That would be lender by lender. They would be able to tell you.
And we're using the FICO scale, so with 850 being perfect score, around 740 is where people get the best rates. Mm-hmm. On that, so you really need to come in with a credit score of maybe around 700 to ensure that you're going to be able to have a good quality offer and maybe not have to put down as much as you would with a lower credit score.
That's very true, but again, don't be discouraged if it's not there. We can still, if you're in the 600s, a lot of these programs I'm mentioning will still accommodate.
Terry, what are some of the first-time buyer programs that will help qualify first-time buyers for a mortgage with any credit score?
Well, it wouldn't be with any credit score, but okay. MHDC, which is the Missouri Housing Development Commission, has a first-time home buyer program. They also have what they call a next-step home buyer program. Many people aren't familiar with that. Even if you're already in a home, the next home you might want to go into, they can provide down payment assistance. They also have they call it their mortgage credit certificate, which is many people don't know that, and it's understandable, but you can actually get a tax credit on your interest that you pay, a percentage of your interest throughout the year, which is really money in your pocket month after month.
Okay. And what have you found to be the largest barrier for people in buying a home, Terry?
I'm going to agree with my partner here that, sometimes it's the education and understanding that you can get into a home. I hear so many times, I'm going to wait until my, tax refund comes in, not realizing that you probably could have been in your home in the fall with utilizing one of these programs.
So, Tanisha, for the buyers that you work with in the urban core, what is one of the largest barriers for them to purchase and become the first-time homeowner?
There's not just one. There's a couple. There's down payment, which we can offset that because there's a lot of lenders who have down payment assistance programs. But there's also their credit. They either, one, don't have any credit established, which is not always a bad thing because there's always alternative ways to obtain credit. But, or they have already, done some things to cause some credit issues, and that just deters them, which is understandable, but they have to understand that credit issues can be repaired. So as long as you take the necessary steps or come in to find out what it is that you need to do in order to qualify, that's why I want to invite everybody out to the kickoff to the homes tour, which is next Saturday, October the 6th at the Mohor Center. We did one back in April, which was the spring, commemorating the 50th anniversary of Fair Housing. But this coming Saturday, we'll have all the resources for people to lessen the barriers, whether it's credit, whether it's down payment, whether it's the fear of maintenance, just the educational part, how to work with a realtor and things like that. So I like to invite people out.
And what time will that event be on Saturday?
Saturday, October the 6th at the Mohor Center. It's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's free. It's a free event. We'll have light snacks. But I'm guaranteeing everybody will walk away with something, whether it's a gift or just education. And they can register for this at hbs-fall.eventbrite.com.
Tanisha, does your credit score play a role when you begin to look at leasing a property?
It does play a role in a lot of different companies. At our company, we don't allow credit score itself to affect your being able to lease, but it does play a role with getting accepted or the rate that you end up paying, as it does in most cases, even employment.
Okay. So, Terry, you were talking about some of the first-time homebuyer programs. What exactly is a first-time homebuyer? Is that a person who may have never bought a house, or a person who may not have bought a house in 5 or 6 years, or could it be somebody who's looking to downsize?
It's a great point. It could be a person who's never owned a home before, but defined by these programs, particularly with MHDC, it would be somebody who has not had ownership interest in their primary residence for 3 years. So that's a big opportunity for more people than they realize.
So you may have lost your house during the crash and the downturn, and now you're renting. So now you have the ability to come back and be a first-time homebuyer.
Absolutely.
Okay. So how important is it, Terry, to get pre-qualified in today's hot market?
It's absolutely critical. Like the example I gave before, if you're looking at a property that's in good condition and it's priced well, you will have competition for that home. And if your realtor can't check the box that says, yes, we're pre-approved, unfortunately, you're going to go to the bottom of the pile, because there will be others who are pre-approved. One addition to that, too, is not only be pre-qualified, but talk to your lender ahead of time and ask, do you think I might be eligible for any of the programs that are available? And not all lenders participate, so we would be able to point them to resources where they could find approved lenders.
So with so many people having served in the military, can a military person who's never bought a house be a first-time homebuyer?
Absolutely.
So then there will be not only in addition to their maybe their VA loan that they may be able to use, would there be other programs that they may be able to use?
And again, back with the MHDC example I was giving, they have exceptions for military as well.
Okay. So when you're looking for real estate, when you're deciding to buy a home, it can be a daunting process. What is the first step, Terry, that somebody should take? And especially, nobody knows who a real estate agent is. You may call your friends, you may call your family, but how should you go about choosing a real estate agent?
A lot of times when we think about selling a home, it's not uncommon that sellers will interview many agents. Buyers, we tend to, as we're referred to people, those are the people that we pick, and that's fine. My main thing is when you do talk to a realtor, talk to a few of them. Definitely get the referral, and speak to that person, but maybe call around different agencies and see what you think. And try them out for size. See if they, be mindful. Are they answering your phone calls promptly? Are they emailing you back, quickly? These sort of things that are going to be important as you do your search. Are they aware of program availability, their general knowledge? And your rapport with them as well. You're going to be working with them approximately 4 months between the time you have your first consultation and at the closing table. So it's going to be, you want this to be a fun process, and you want to feel as good at the closing table as you did when you first started out. So those are some examples. Just, use your judgment. And are your questions getting answered? Do you feel like you're learning something, as we were talking about before?
One thing that you also want to do is, you asked her a couple questions. You want to stay ready. So pre-qualification is very important. It's not mandatory, but it makes us realtors feel really comfortable going out and showing you homes, because this can be a faith-based business. So if you're not ready, then that kind of puts a halt on things and what you can do. And you ask as far as looking for a realtor. Do go with one that feels good for you and to you, but also be very, very honest with your realtors that you're interviewing. There's something called a buyer's agency contract. So if you sign one, either adhere or be honest with the next realtor that you are going to, that you're interviewing, or just don't sign one altogether and let them know, I'm searching to feel the best, to see which one works for me.
So, Tanisha, will there be real estate agents available at next Saturday's pre-qualification situation to talk to people about home ownership and walk them through it?
Yes, there will be agents, there will be lenders, there will be credit repair people, there will be home warranty people, there will also be insurance companies there on Saturday and on Sunday.
So, Tanisha, what is the job of a real estate agent?
Our job is to, well, it depends on which side of the realm we're on. If we're there for on the seller side or the buyer side, we play different roles, but the most important role is to walk you through the process or go through the process with you as seamlessly as possible to take the burden off of you. Otherwise, you could just sell the home for yourself. We coordinate everything.
So when you say seller side and buyer side, what is a buyer's agent?
A buyer's agent is a person who represents the buyer in their transaction. We are there to figure out what it is that you want, what you need, not to coerce you into doing anything, but what's comfortable. We're there to advise you, figure out where you want to be and where you need to be, where you're most comfortable, and try to bring you sometimes buyers in this market today. They want to get competitive, but you don't want to put yourself in a position where you're over your budget just because you want this house. There's more houses out there. So you have to pay for this property for the next 15 to 30 years. So don't put your family in a bind where you're only working to pay for your home. So that's where we will come in, a buyer's agent, to come in and advise, it's okay, let's not go over. Let's stay focused on what our beginning goal was, and our end goal is to make this a less stressful time for you.
So consequently, you mentioned a seller's agent. So Tanisha, what's a seller's agent?
Oh, a seller's agent is like the mother of the deal. We're there to represent the seller, to present all offers, to market that property to as many people as possible. We're there to coordinate all the appointments, the closings, everything. We're the mommy of the transaction on the seller side.
And a quick side note to something you mentioned, pre-qualification. Tanisha, how long does a pre-qualification last if you go get pre-qualified?
It varies per lender. So it can range from anywhere from 30 to 60 days. It just varies.
How important is it during that time that you're looking to buy a house that you don't go out and go buy any brand new furniture, you don't go get a new car, wait until after you close? How many deals have you all seen crash? Because what people don't understand is that they check your credit score at the beginning. Right before you close, they're going to check your credit score again. And it's very important that during that time that you not increase your debt-to-income ratio or go out and buy anything. Wait until after you close on the house.
That is part of every buyer's consultation that myself and all the agents in my office have during every buyer's consultation. I literally just had two deals fall through last week, and one of them had the $15,000 neighborhood lift down payment assistance. I was devastated for her, and I'm like, you didn't hear me. Was I not clear enough? Like, it's important. wherever you stand in the beginning of your pre-qualification, make sure you make no adjustments and changes until you're after you sign at the title company. Then go buy everything that you want, but do not change your income. Don't change jobs. Don't buy anything new that's going to affect your credit. Don't make any major purchases that's going to change your debt to income ratio or possibly your credit score and the funds that you have to bring to the table if it's required.
And that is so important that people understand that. Is I can testify to that, because when I was in the military and I first used my VA loan, my lender thought that, well, my credit score was here, and instead of telling me that I needed to pay off a couple of things, he just canceled the deal. And he called the agent. She said, well, you can't buy the house. And I'm like, why? Well, you need to pay this, this, and this. I said, the lender never told me that. So then I went back down to the lender and I said, show me on paper what I need to pay off. He showed me. 2 days later, I walked in there with receipts from all those different companies that I had paid off. He's like, you know, he thought, well, just because I wouldn't have the money. I'm like, sometimes you ask the question, and it's a process. If you don't feel good with a lender, then maybe it's time for you to move on to another lender or ask that question. Because I had a conversation with a lender just the other day. I said, you know, I feel like you're putting more barriers into the situation. Is what I'm doing is not typical, so I need you to help me. I need to explain to you what I'm trying to do and how I'm trying to walk through it. So I've bought houses before, I've sold houses, I'm not the typical home buyer. And then it took about a half an hour conversation for us to get him to understand where I was actually at. But sometimes they can come through with their own bias in the situation, which can, in some cases, hurt the buyer of the property.
Definitely. Definitely.
So, Terry, it's fall and home sales have slowed from the peak period from March to October. Can a person find value now in the fall buying a house?
In the market we're in right now, value, I'm not sure I would say necessarily say that you're going to get any kind of a deep discount in this market. However, what we do see in this time of year as we're going toward the holidays, there'll be less transactions. There just will. What we find is, though, the pricing still remains the same. When I've actually pulled data from the Heartland MLS to see prices in May versus prices in December, and sale prices on average really are about the same. It's the number of transactions that are much lower. So a buyer could at least hope that they could go into a transactions or an offer scenario and possibly not have as much competition as they would have in the summertime.
Okay. What do buyers need to know about shopping for homes during the fall and winter season from that aspect?
Well, I don't believe it changes. It's not going to change their search criteria. What they wanted in the summer is going to still be what they want in the wintertime and in into the fall. However, what we find is you won't have as much to choose from. There just isn't that much inventory out there as we would have had in the summertime. They can expect to, maybe can test the waters a little bit. Maybe they can actually, you know, do what people didn't have available for them in the summertime, which is take a day maybe to think about whether they want to make an offer or not, as opposed to having a handful of hours to do it.
So, Tanisha, you're doing the Fall Homes Tour. What do people really need to do, look at, to prepare their homes for selling in the fall? You know, making sure maybe the leaves are raked up, different things within your yard that they may want to do. What are you advising the people that are listing properties during the Fall Homes Tour to ensure that they're done when you're going to be showing the homes?
The homes that are on the Fall Homes Tour are selected by me, and there are criteria that they have to meet, which is landscape. It has to be either a new construction or recently renovated. So I do a thorough walkthrough with the sellers or with the seller's agent. I'm probably not the nicest person when I'm doing that, but they have to be representative of nice and luxury. Luxury at an affordable price, though. Just because it's the urban core, I want to offset what people's thoughts are of the Kansas City urban core. There are lots of great homes and great neighborhoods in our area. and they are some still affordable. The prices are going up, so there's not a better time than now to hop on our bus and come and see what the Urban Core has to offer. It's really a developing area, and there's a lot of great things coming too. So I want people to focus back on the inner city as opposed to running out to the suburbs or somewhere. Stay put.
I will say this. The heart of the city has some beautiful homes. I live in Santa Fe, which is one of the neighborhoods there. And, you know, 5 years ago, we could have bought a house in my neighborhood. I actually bought one for less than $20,000. We just recently had a house that sold about six to eight weeks ago for $217,000.
We did.
So people have, and that was a best and final. I talked to the person who thought they were going to buy it, and they didn't know there were three other bidders, mm-hmm. that their house ended up going for almost $17,000 over the asking price. So, you know, in fall, you may be able to, as you said, you may not have as many people looking because school has started. People want to keep their children in the same school and not want to move during the year. So it may be the best time to look where you may not be in a situation where you're having multiple bids and multiple buyers. So, Terry, how important is curb appeal when you're looking at selling a home?
It's absolutely critical. People are making an opinion about that house all along through the entire walkthrough. And those first moments are really important. As we walk up to the front of the house, as a realtor, I can tell you, we're getting the lockbox together. We're trying to get in the home. And your buyers are looking all around. They're looking at the yard. They're looking at the garden, you know, the beds, the flowers, you know, or they're looking at the things that aren't good. They're looking at the cobwebs, Christmas decorations in Easter, that's not good. And Halloween decorations in January, again, not good. It makes them feel what they're seeing gives them an impression of the home, just like we get first impressions, you know, all over the place. They're taking it all in.
So, Tanisha, what can homeowners do to increase their curb appeal to make it so that when people get out of the car off a bus, that they're saying, wow?
They can do little things like declutter the yard, make sure the yard is cut, if you have chipped paint, paint your exterior, plant some flowers, or it's fall time. What better time than to plant mums? They're pretty. They come in all different type of shades. Put some flower pots out there. Just arrange, if you have front porch furniture, arrange it nicely and invitingly. You just want to have an inviting appearance in your front entrance.
So, Tanisha, is there anything that buyers, especially those that are going to be on the homes tour with you, that maybe first-time buyers need to know about finding a house in the fall?
It's the same thing that I probably would say in the spring or in the fall. There's nothing different. Just be ready to buy. Stay ready. If you're not, let's get you ready. Just know what you want. Know where you're comfortable at. That's what your agent is there to help you and ask you where you're, to quiz you and make you stay on track, keep you on track.
Okay. So talk about a little bit about what's going to happen next Saturday. You're going to have the event next Saturday, which is October the 6th, the kickoff. You know, you said you're going to have free food, on-site appraisals, and there are going to be speakers on various topics about, and also you're going to talk a little bit about homeownership and the Fair Housing Act.
Yes. Oh, okay. So I'm up and perky now. This is my joy. This is my baby. So October the 6th, I'm excited. It's going to be at the Mohart Multipurpose Center, formerly the Linwood Multipurpose Center at 3200 Wayne. On Saturday from 11 to 2, we'll be there. We'll have light snacks. We'll have presenters speaking about briefly, roughly from about 11 to 12, about fair housing. A lot of people complain about, they have housing complaints, let's be honest, and most of them come from leasers. So in order to obtain fair housing, I feel like you have to have ownership. You have to own your home, and that lessens any of the discrimination that you can receive. So we'll talk about fair housing. It's the 50th anniversary. Just 50 years ago, most minorities couldn't go and live wherever they wanted to, and a lot of people don't know and understand that. We were given an opportunity, but we're not taking advantage of our opportunities that people have fought for very hard. we'll have lenders to talk about, to speak on what's necessary, what lenders are looking for in order to pre-qualify or to qualify you as a buyer of a home or just an overall consumer. We'll have someone to speak about home warranties. A lot of people are afraid, what if the furnace goes out? What if my air conditioning goes out? What if my refrigerator goes out? Those are very costly repairs, but they can be offset by a home warranty. Then after everybody's finished talking, we'll have on-site pre-approval. So we'll have lenders there from various lending institutions and financial institutions that offer a various of programs that helps you with down payment, closing costs, just a lot of different things. And then on Sunday, can I talk about Sunday or want to take a break?
Let's take a short break, okay, and we'll come back and we'll talk about Sunday. You listen to Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson. Today we're talking about buying and selling a home in the 2018 Fall Homes Tour. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break. And we're back. This is Joseph Jackson, host of Cowtown Conversations. And today our guests in the studio are Terry Jackson of Domicile One Realty and Tanisa Looney of Keys Realty Group. And she's also the president of the Fall Homes Tour that also does homes tour in the spring. So we're back. So you were, before we went to break, you were talking, we discussed Saturday. What is now going to happen on Sunday when people walk in on Sunday?
Oh, okay. We're back. To register, to make it simple, if anybody wants to register for either one of these tours, Saturday or Sunday, call our office, 816-469-5350, and we'll be happy to help you register. But on Sunday, that's the bus tour. You do not want to miss the bus tour. That's when we will load up on the buses and go around to about 10 selected homes that are in the urban core to see what we have to offer. And they are starting at $65,000. So these are really affordable homes.
That is what I helped you with the spring tour. And I know the least expensive home on that tour was $115,000. So to have homes with the $65,000 range, that is essentially you can get a house for about $600 a month or less, depending upon your credit.
Less.
And if you've got the Down Payment Assistance Program, you're now looking at a $45,000 mortgage. You're looking at a mortgage of less than $500 a month. So we've got our caller. So hold on. Caller, can you tell us your name and where you're calling from and what your question is or comment?
Yeah, Kansas City, Missouri.
Go ahead. And your name?
Sean.
Okay, Sean, what's your question?
My question is regarding seniors in home buying. If they have limited income and not much ability to work, what is the process or what is the likelihood of seniors being able to purchase homes?
Thank you so much for the call. Go ahead, can you?
I'll answer that for you, Sean. Now, Terry and I both, this is Tanisa, we're both realtors, we're not lenders, but I can let you know that lenders do still lease out. I mean, they do still loan to seniors. They actually get 125%. They get a little extra percentage towards their actual income when it's a fixed rate, whether it's Social Security or disability. So they can actually still qualify. And they have a couple different loans for those. So I suggest you contact some different lenders, and there's some great ones out there.
So, Tanisa, what neighborhoods will homes be on the fall tour be located? I know last year you had Santa Fe, Washington Wheatley, you had Monarch Manor, you had Beacon Hills, you had the other one, it's right there.
Manheim.
So what neighborhoods will you be located in this year?
Well, of course, you know I have to do Santa Fe. I'm a Santa Fean. So we'll have Santa Fe, we'll have Monarch Manor, we'll have Oak Park, we will have, there's a lot. I didn't bring the list, but there's a lot. There's at least 8 or 9 this time. So what we did was we expanded the tour from Independence Avenue to 75th Street, Troost over to Van Brunt. So it's very expanded this time.
Okay. So what other events are going to happen along with the fall housing tour? I know it was a great event in the spring. There was a block party. There was food and fun for everyone. So what is going to be after the buses have pulled back up to the Mohart Center, what's going to happen then?
We'll have a community mixer. So, again, there will be free food. There will be vendors and giveaways and raffles. We had some really cool raffles, and we'll have some even more awesome raffles. There will be music, and we had this awesome photo booth. So it's just a lot of – it's just a meet and mingle. Talk to each other. Talk to the lenders. Talk to different vendors. And the food, if anybody knows me, they know I love food. So we will have real food. There's no crackers and cheese and meats. It's Sunday, and you guys are coming out on Sunday, so I have to feed you accordingly. I'm taking the pressure off the wives or the husbands. Whoever the cookers are in the home, I'll make sure you guys are fed and happy at the end of the day.
I know for the spring tour, you had Jazz Louisiana. So can you give our listeners a little bit of an insight what's going to be on the menu for this time?
Okay, so he told you it's going to be Jazz Louisiana Kitchen again. So the difference is I'm going to change up a couple of the items, but you'll have a big selection. I think we had about 7 different options from their menu, and it'll be at least 7 or 8 still from their menu. So these are meals, you guys. And I know you shouldn't come out for the meals. You should be coming out for the homes and all the resources that'll be available. But again, if you're like me, I want to know what the food is going to be. And it's all free. And I love for you guys to all come, bring your families, bring everybody. If you have questions, give us a call. We'll help you register. 816-469-5350. Just asked about the homes tour and the kickoff.
So we have a caller, Freddie, on line one. Freddie, can you tell us what part of town you're calling from and what your question is?
I'm over by the Truman Medical Center right now.
Okay, and Freddie, what's your question?
My question is, I heard someone speaking about staying in the urban environment or urban area, and know they have a lot of homes that need renovation. So would they have any institution that you could go to that would help with the financing and possibly getting a home that needs to be fixed up?
That's a great question. And Tanisha?
Yes, I will answer that question for you, Freddie. On Saturday, next Saturday and Sunday, we will have different lenders there, and they all offer different products. That's why it's important for as many people to come out and get the resources all under one roof. We'll have lenders there who specialize in renovation loans. We'll have lenders there that specialize in getting people financed who are self-employed, which is sometimes difficult when you're a self-employed individual to get traditional financing. And we'll have the normal lenders there, but they all offer some different type of products. And I wanted to make various people available for different types of lending process.
And what it's called a HUD 203K renovation loan, and they have a small loan. I think it's under $10,000. Then the large loan can go up to $35,000. So that loan is not just for people who may be looking at buying a house. You may own a house and you want to do some renovations. Maybe you need a new roof. Maybe you want to do some energy efficiencies, insulation, new windows. Those type of loans can be used for that. Not many bankers will do them, but there are organizations that work within Kansas City that do the 203K renovation loan. So you just have to – it goes back to what you all said. Be honest and sit down and explain to people what you're looking for. And those renovation loans can help you save money, because one of the things that, unfortunately, the homes in the heart of the city have higher utility costs because a lot of them are not weatherized and insulated. And I can say that from my aspect, but when I renovated my grandmother's house and she left me, I put in new windows, I put in new insulation. I got a phone call from Missouri Gas Energy, which is now Spire, asking me what I did. And I'm like, well, the meter's on the outside. They said, no, we're not saying that you're, you know, taking gas illegally without paying for it. What we're saying is you have cut the heating costs for that house down to the lowest. It was essentially almost probably the lowest in the neighborhood. My housing heating bill is like $55 a month. And I have a basement, a first floor, and a second floor. And if you don't know the value of insulation and windows can make a huge difference. And for people that may be owning a home, there are some programs out there through United Services Community Action Agency that they will give you free insulation in your homes. They will come in and seal the seal plate, which is the plate where the brick and the first piece of lumber meets in your basement. Those can make tremendous differences, just sealing the seal plate, putting in insulation, and sealing the baffles in your heating and cooling cost. So, you know, some things that maybe if you're buying a house that have already been done, but if you're renovating a house, these are things that may need to be done. So just because you are in a home, there's still things that you can do to help prepare that home for the next owner. And as we go in, that takes us into our next topic. Terry, people may choose to wait to spring to purchase a home, but what things should they be doing now to get that home ready in the spring?
From the seller aspect. Like we were talking about before, take a walk through your house like a buyer would look at your house. Even beyond the clutter, talk about the main parts. What's the condition of the roof? What's the condition of the foundation? Buyers don't want to come into a home, particularly with the money that they're paying, having to do work, expensive foundation work and put on a new roof. How old are your systems, the AC and the furnace? And also get your records together, your maintenance records, your warranty information. So many times if a seller can answer a lot of the questions that a buyer might have as they're walking through, just through documentation, that's very helpful for a buyer to make a good decision. Then after you get past the bones, so to speak, of the home, then more cosmetic type items. We'll talk about decluttering, condition of the carpet, interior painting, freshening things up, fixtures, those types of things. So if you can categorize it in your mind for looking at major issues versus smaller cosmetic issues, it's going to be money in your pocket in the springtime. And if I could just say one thing about the caller and the renovation loan, I'm so glad they brought that up because I see this a lot with buyers as well. When we know as realtors what you're going for, if we knew that you're going for to renovate first thing, different loan products obviously serve different properties. If you have a standard conventional loan, but you want to get into a home that requires significant renovation, that's not going to be the right loan product for you because appraisal condition issues might preclude that as being a good pick for your loan product. So realtors can really help out and steer in the right direction there.
So if you have any questions for our guest in studio, give us a call on the studio line 1-816-931-5534. That's 816-931-KKFI. So Tanisha, on the flip side, if you're looking to buy a home, what steps can you take now so that when you get your income tax refund in the spring that you're ready to get to that particular point?
I would say sit down with a lender or a realtor so that we can tell you what we're going to be looking for, what you need to gather together. If you're not afraid to have your credit pull now, I would say speak to a lender and so that they can outline what you need, what their underwriters are looking for. And then you can, in the meantime, do whatever it is that they tell you, follow their instructions and be researching homes, be researching realtors in the area. Think about what it is that you're looking for.
Go ahead. Yes, hold on. We've lost our caller on call one. Hold on. We've got a caller. Hold on. Give us 1 second, sir. Sorry about that. Yeah, we've seen the loss again. So if you can give us a call back, 1-816-931-5534. That's 816-931-KKFI. So let's see. We're having a little bit of difficulty with checking. So, Tanisha, what are some things that people also need to look at as far as paying off bills and credit during that time?
I'll say the same thing. You want to, again, I'm not a lender, but I've been in this business a long time. As far as credit card goes, you want to keep your credit card at least a third below what your entire balance is, what your entire credit limit is. You want to pay down. You want to get as much debt cleared as you can for several reasons. One, it makes your debt-to-income ratio go down, and it lessens what you have to pay out every month. So you want to be in a comfortable position. And I would say, any extra money that you can put into a savings account. Don't keep it underneath your mattress. Open a bank account if you don't have one, so that they can have a paper trail. The lenders can have a paper trail of your income.
We've got a caller on line one. Caller, can you tell us what your name is and what your question is? Hello?
It's line two.
Well, we'll try line two. Caller?
The caller said recently that...
You're on the air, caller.
The national average for renters was like 40%. I wondered if that was the same here in Kansas City or if it's worse or better.
Actually, I went to a meeting when they were doing the housing ordinance. Right now, Kansas City is over 50% renters, about between 50% and 53% of the people who reside in Kansas City rent. So that's where we're set in Kansas City. So that's one of the things we have to look at. So,
thank you so much, and I appreciate what you guys are doing. Hopefully, we can get some more people out of renting and into home ownership.
That's our goal.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
We've got a caller on line one. Caller, can you tell us your name and what part of town you're calling from?
Yes, this is Freddy. Still down there by Truman Medical Center.
Okay, Ray, go ahead. Freddie. Go ahead. What's your question?
I got cut off a few minutes ago. I needed the information on the event that's going on Saturday and Sunday and the ladies where they can be reached.
My name is Tanisa Looney, and you can call my office, and they will assist you with getting enrolled. The number is, do you have something to write with?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
It's 816-469-5350.
5350.
And just ask them how to sign you up for the homes tour and the kickoff to the homes tour. Bring everybody out. It's a free event, and you guys will get a lot of resources. It'll be fun, too.
Okay, ma'am. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye.
So, let's see. If you have any questions, give us a call on studio line 816-931-5534. That's 816-931-KKFI. So, Terry, do you see this housing market cooling off anytime soon?
Right now, I think the last monthly market evaluation we had about 2.5 months of inventory left. And what that means is if rate of sales were at their current pace, all the active homes in the city right now would be gone in 2.5 months. Like you said before, a neutral market is about 6 months. So we have a long way to go before this market's going to neutralize or even start favoring the buyers. So no, I do not see a change anytime soon.
So that means that people, when you go to look at a house, you need to be prepared.
Yes, sir.
You need to have your down payment. You need to look at doing your credit, ensuring that. And when you go to have your credit pulled, folks, it's only going to take about 1 or 2 points. And if you're going to, another tidbit is if you're going to have multiple people pull your credit, have them pull it within the same 2-week period so that you won't get hit every time. They'll just lump it into one thing. Like if you're auto shopping, if you're going to look for a car, you get a 2-week period so you can have a couple of different people pull your credit to look at where you're going to be at that particular point.
And what's significant, too, and we talked about pre-qualification, about how important it is, but without having a pre-approval letter, we really, as realtors, we don't know what your range is. We don't know what price we should be looking for, and that is really critical as we go through this. So for so many reasons, pre-qualification is critical.
We have a caller on line two. Pam, can you tell us what your question or comment is?
Yeah, first of all, I want to say thank you very much for, doing this home buying program. It's much needed because a lot of people out here don't feel they can buy a home because, they need to be educated in regards to what it takes to buy a home. So I want to say thank you so much.
You're welcome, and we agree, Ms. Pam.
Thanks.
And also, I got another question.
Okay.
In regards to your home buying session that you're going to be offering, are you going to be talking to potential buyers about how to maintain their home and also how to maintain their yards and so forth? Because, I think people need to know that this comes with owning a home, the yard maintenance, home maintenance, and so forth. So I thought I'd just check to see if that's an issue you will be discussing as well.
Yes, Ms. Pam. What we'll also discuss is what you do after you own a home. And beyond that, I'll have different contractors there so that in case people don't have the resources or they don't know who to reach out to, whether it's a minor issue or a major issue, some local small businesses there to assist you as far as contacts and resources. So not only the home buying process, not only lessening the fears of maintenance, we'll also be giving information on what to do after you own a home.
Well, I sure appreciate it, and it sounds like you have everything covered. I love it, and I just wish you the best of success in regards to this program.
Thank you.
And I want to throw this tidbit in. For those that may be homeowners that are within certain guidelines, the city does have programs also, minor home repair. They have a paint program that if you only own one property, you can get someone to scrape your house. The city will provide free paint for you. Then you just have to find somebody to buy it. But also, minor home repair will help you if you need a new roof, if you need plumbing, if you have plumbing issues, if you may have a furnace issues. Those are things that people can do. So, and also, the Habitat has a program that they do about once a year that now you've bought the home, what your responsibilities are. So there are programs that are out there. Don't let fear of being a homeowner stop you from being a homeowner, because homeowners spend less per month than those that are actually renting. You can rent this, you can buy the same home for less than what you're renting that same home. So as we wind down, Terry, if people like to contact you, do you have a phone number for Domicile One Realty?
Absolutely. You can reach us at 913-488-5623.
And does Domicile One Realty have a website where people can maybe see what properties they may have for sale?
Absolutely. We're at www.domicileone, that's domicileone.com.
And Tanisha, if people would like to contact you to get more information on the Fall Homes Tour, what is the number for Keys Realty Group again, please?
Keys Realty Group number is 816-469-5350. And we also have a website. It's www.keysrealtygroupinc.com. That's KEYSREALTYGROUPINC.com. And we would love to see you at the homes tour. We would love to have you stop in for a buyer's consultation. Anything that we can do to help you become a homeowner.
And also, where do they need to register? Go to register for the buyers for the home buying experience next weekend.
There are two links to go and register for. The kickoff is October the 6th, and you can register for that at HBS, that's H as in Harry, B as in boy, S as in Sam, fall.eventbrite.com, and that's for the kickoff to the homes tour. And the actual bus tour itself, you'll register at KCHTE, like the Kansas City Homes Tour Experience, fall.eventbrite.com. If you can't remember any of those, just call our office and we'll help you. That's 816-469-5350.
I'd like to thank Terry and Tanisha for being our guests today. We never end Cowtown Conversations without our Community Minute. Heartland Community Connections will be hosting their monthly meeting of community organizers today at the Kansas City Crime Commission, located at 3100 Broadway in the conference room 130. Parking is available on the first and second level of the garage. Tomorrow, September 28th, there will be a ribbon cutting for 150 fruit trees planted in the Swell Park. The ribbon cutting for the urban fruit orchard will start at 10 a.m. The event is located at 4801 Gregory Boulevard behind the off-leash dog park. Missouri State Representative Brandon Ellington and Missouri Citizens United for Rehabilitation of Errands will host a Stop Hating Criminals seminar on Saturday, September 29th at the Robert J. Mohart Center, 3200 Wayne, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lunch will be provided if you make a reservation. To make a reservation, call 816-772-4328. KCPL is offering a four-month program to help people pay off their hot summer cooling bills. To participate, call customer service at 816-471-5275. The next election will be, the general election will be held November the 6th, 2018. The last day to register in Missouri is October the 10th. The last day to register in Kansas is October 16th. Your voice is your vote. Let your voice be heard. Vote on November 6th. Join us next Thursday as we will talk with Kansas City Public Library Director R. Crosby Kemper and Blueprint Library Manager about the library levy on the November 6th ballot. for Cowtown Conversations. This has been your host, Joseph Jackson. Stay safe and have a great day, and stay tuned for My Place with Larry J.